on 1278 and 1530 AM on DAB Digital Radio and online at pulse2.co.uk. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show with Aaron the Power Bauer, the Reggae Warrior, Ross Peltier, the Italian Stallion, or Mini, Elliot Minchella, and Robbie Hunter Paul.
Kia ora and g'day and welcome to the Robbie Hunter Paul Show live here at Pulse 2 Studios. Yes, we've got Aaron Bauer in the house. Yes, we've got Ross Peltier in the house. Yes, we've got Elliot Minchella in the house. But we also have the Earl of Rugby League. Yes, it is none other than Leon Frey.
I'm used to hearing that, guys. I'm used to it. I love it.
So let's get it on straight from the beginning. Get off your phones. Come on, let's talk fight time. This Sunday, up at Odsall Stadium, 3 o'clock kickoff. It is the game everyone's been waiting for. The one team that beat the Bradford Bulls, the mighty Bradford Bulls, both home and away, was Leon Price's, the Bradford-born boy. Bradford boy through and through, fights everything Bradford. You cut him in half and he is red, amber and black. Come on.
Yep.
The only team that has beaten the Bradford Bulls this year, both home and away. Does that hurt me saying that, boys?
No, not really. It can't do, can it?
He knew how to play it. He's a tactical genius.
Is that what he is?
Well, some people call me the Pep Guardiola of rugby league. I don't know. It was probably myself. I'm joking.
No, but come on, let's talk about the game this Sunday. Everyone looking forward to it. Boys, look, let's start with Aaron, because you're probably not going to get much in this next two segments. But Aaron, how much are you looking forward to it? How much is the competition looking forward to it? And where do you think what direction do you think it's going to go in?
Yeah, I'll be going. So I've actually seen the Bulls for a while. I don't think I've seen working in all year. So looking forward to seeing both teams. Hopefully it'll be a big crowd. I actually think, and I'm sure all three parties here probably don't want to hear this, but I think whoever loses this weekend is probably going to be all right anyway. I think the beauty of this extra game gives both chances both clubs another bite of the cherry, obviously. And I think whether it's Bradford or working and that lose this weekend, I hope there's no one from Swinton listening here, but I would make the losers very heavy favourites.
But also as well as, just get off your fence and just give us who you think's going to win this week.
Oh, Bradford. Yeah, okay, yeah. I think your boys will tin it, yeah.
Last time we were here, Robbie said we were going to lose by four.
Let's be honest, you are outnumbered. I am going to say the same thing again.
Yay.
I'm not going to say 20 points this time. I'm going to be a little bit more reserved just because of your performances this year. But I'm going to say 10 points.
All I would say is I've obviously not seen.
Look at him. He's just getting his fuel. Feed me. Feed the machine.
From my dad and his friends who go watch Bradford regularly, the feeling on Sunday night in the pub was, if Bradford turn up this Sunday and play how they did last Sunday, then they're going to be very, very, very difficult to beat.
Agreed, yeah, but also I've done the video on this last week's game and probably studied every single game from League One, which none of you guys have, and yeah, I think differently.
Right.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna give guesses as pundits, as inside knowledge, at least have some inside depth look at what you're talking about. I've got it, you guys aren't.
It's his trade. I'm going to give you that. It's your trade. It's your job to find the holes, find the mistakes.
No, I just think sometimes you can guess a score just because on reputation, on the favourites, on the fact that they probably pay their boys quadruple what we spend on our salary.
What are you doing there?
So of course, any of you go to a bookies, if it's a bookies now, they're going to be favourites. But as inside guys who know the game, you should have a bit more knowledge to know it's not going to be that far apart.
No, but for those of us that don't have that level of, with a need to have that level of detail, right, we can only base it on the information that we've got. And okay, we're exposed to a lot of the Bulls games because we watch them play on social media every weekend if we don't get a chance to get to the games live ourselves. So we get a lot of exposure. We know what they can do. And the performance that they put in last weekend was something that I think the club had been waiting for. How did you guys feel anyway? Let's bring you two in.
Yeah, one of them.
I want to know first. Actually, sorry. Before I go any further, I want to know how you both feel about actually coming up against the team this weekend that have turned you over twice, both home and away.
It's one of them. I think us, York, and working have been the best teams this season in League One. So, you know, I think it's only right that we do meet working in the final. For us, we'd see it as, you know, banishing a little demon, because, like you said, you know, Pricey has set up his boys to beat us twice now, and they've took the game late on in the game. You know, first time we're a drop goal, and then you know, Penky went over quite late up at our place. So I think we're looking for a bit of redemption, but it just makes a good spectacle, really, and just, yeah, shows how good the league's been this year.
Well, it definitely makes for an exciting game and prospect and coming up. What about you, Elliot? How are you feeling? Is there a little bit extra, a bit of fire in the back of your belly thinking, you know what, these guys did a number on us twice, home and away, and it really hurt? I mean, the home game was only, what, 3-4 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Very fresh.
Yeah, it's fresh, but I don't think there is. It's a final end of the day. We've got to play who we're drawn against, and it's working. And obviously the result against them twice in the league, they've beat us. So for me, that means nothing. It's just it's a final, and the winners go up to Championship, the losers go again next week. But in terms of getting revenge or redemption or anything like that, it's not really coming to my mind. It's just we've got to go out there and hopefully put a good performance in, like you said, and hopefully if we play like we did on Sunday, I'm quite confident.
I will say this, and this is truthful, no mind games. I think the other two games, I think the first game was close, could have gone either way, and we won. I do think we were the better team on the day. I thought the second game we were by far the better team, played by far the better rugby, scored by far the better tries. But I think this game will be completely different. I think what you're saying about the two wins and being the only team to beat them, I think it'll be a different Bradford team, and we're going to have to adjust accordingly. We're going to have to come against a wounded animal in a final. It is a final. It's going to, you know, knowing that we could get a second pop at the cherry, another game after, is a relief for both teams, because we'd like to, you know, if we lose, we're not out. We've still got another shot, which is massive. Mm-hmm. So the pressure's not like a grand final night. Yep. You know, you still get another chance. But I'm preparing my boys for a different animal from the other two, and we're going to be a different animal. I think we've got zero credit for either of the games. You know, we've been old man. No, we were the better team. Let's just speak facts. We're beating you. You guys were, you know, on a salary that's 20, 30 times more than ours, and we're still beating you twice. No, I'm speaking facts. It's facts. Three players out of Bradford Bulls, it covers my full squad salary.
Yeah.
Fact. And you can do that when you're getting 5,000-6,000 fans, rightly so. Mm-hmm. You know, we get 600 fans, we can't afford to pay big wages, but you could bring Jordan Lilly in halfway through the season, who's nearly three quarters of my full salary from a team. It shows you should have the power. So it'd be nice to get a little bit of respect and say, listen, we're beaten by the better team on the day. Fair enough. Let's move on.
I think there's no disrespect, especially there's no secret as to the resources that you're working with up in Workington. There's no secret to the resources that the Bradford Bulls are coming at. You know, not half the squad, probably about a third of the squad are full-time players. And what you've been able to achieve with that Workington squad and bringing the best out of them.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying in general, like, oh, we got outmanned, we got out-tactics. No, just on the day, we were the better team won. It's hard for him to say that because Bulls are Bradford Bulls, which is a big, massive club that's won Super Leagues and blah 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 blah, and we're tiny little Workington, and we're tiny little Workington, and it's very hard for people just to say the better team won, which in the second game 100% we were the better team, without a doubt. So I'd rather just say, yeah, we were the better team on that occasion. This is going to be a different game, move forward.
Definitely a different game, a different prospect at hand. Just quickly to you guys, are you surprised that you're actually facing Workington this weekend? You know, there's been some great teams playing in the League One competition this year, but knowing what you've known going up against them and how exciting that Leon can motivate them for certain games, especially the big games, are you surprised that you'll be playing against Workington this weekend?
No, I knew it'd be happening. Soon as we lost that second game to them, looked like we were going to playoffs, we all knew it's probably going to be them we're going to meet in the final, how the league's going to work out. So, you know, we had to prepare for it. I think we've had to be honest with ourselves, because like Leon said, you know, at certain times we haven't been good enough at all. We've let ourselves down, and I think we've turned a corner now. Because a lot of times we've won a lot of games this year and we've not been happy at the end of a game. We've sat in the dressing room and we're like, how bad that? And we've won. But I think we've matured now. So, yeah.
In all fairness, though, the last time we did play, and I'll say this because on his truth, no lie, Ross didn't play and their bench was small. And I think they missed him big time. I think that were a big mistake from John Keir not playing Ross. This time he's back. He scored two tries or one? One try. Every carry was making 10, 15 metres after contact, leg driving. I was watching him. He's got a try right just before half time, carrying down short sides on a little fizz player, seeing that. So, listen, he adds a lot more. Your bench is far better having Ross on the bench than what they had last time. So that makes the game more physical and is definitely a bonus for Bulls in this occasion. They missed him the last time out big time.
What are your thoughts on that, Elliot?
Yeah, Ross is a good player, isn't he? Obviously just had a...
Are you a good player, Ross?
Yeah, he is. I agree with Leon. We did miss him last time, but I think the kid, yeah. So, I agree with Leon. I think we did miss him, and he's been good all season. Like Leon says, his go-forward is massive for us. Him along with like Steve Crossley, James Green... they just get us going forward.
But in all fairness, Elliot, you've probably been the cherry on top of the cake. Going back to Bradford, how many tries you scored? You've had a fantastic season. Scored two weekends, set one up with a flick pass, showed down short side.
I know.
And then flicked it inside, and Gibson's got a nice little put down. So, Elliot, I'd just like to say, as one of your old friends, I'm proud of you. You've had a fantastic season. Well done.
Thanks, Leo.
I voted for you for my player of the year as well.
Thanks, mate.
For the whole competition.
Appreciate it.
No worries. You're getting spied up this week as well. I'm joking. 78
tackles in the first half.
He laughs about it. But when we were up there, as soon as I would come in and step on pitch, I'd hear every player shouting my name. He's had a word.
It's nothing personal. It's just business. That's it.
Yeah, no.
It's just business.
Take it as a compliment, Ross.
It's a compliment.
When you're getting picked on, that means that they're trying to take your energy levels out of you. It's a dead set compliment. All right, we're gonna go to a break. When we come back, we're gonna take some of the questions that are coming through via Twitter. So, have any questions you have, make them, send them through now, and we'll collect them and we'll answer some of them. But before we do that, let's have a look at the roads.
It's all about rugby league. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse 2.
Welcome back to the Robbie Hunter Paul Show. Live in the studio, we've got Leon Price, Elliot Mintella, Ross Peltier, and Aaron Bauer. Boys talking on air. Well, that's very unprofessional.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. Got a case of the giggles now. Hey, look, one of you guys will be finishing the season this week. Let's talk to you about your season over the course of this year. Leon, your journey as a coach. How's it been for you?
It's been challenging, Robbie. It's been enjoyable. If I'm really, really honest, I really don't like the boardroom. I've never been the kind of person to get along with.
You're not saying you don't like the board. You're just saying the
I just don't like being in the boardroom. Being able to concentrate on rugby is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And I think we've obviously having quite a big network in rugby. When they got me there, I think they're expecting me to do a million different things. And I just wanted to concentrate on rugby. It's my first year coaching. I'm under a bit of pressure. I always put myself under pressure to do well. So I wanted to succeed, obviously. In the first half of the season, it was really, really tough. And then the second half of the season has been fantastic. Got some good players on board and picked up some massive wins and really enjoyed it. It's been great. It's been hard to get up, and these boys will know. Play against West Wales, play against Coventry, no disrespect to them, but it's just not challenging. And then you get to play at Bulls and you can do your video and your research players and you enjoy it. You can't wait for game day. Same last weekend, Doncaster semi-finals against York, but there's only a few of them games, and that's what's challenging, is that you want them nearly every week. If you could have them every other week, it'd be more challenging.
How is that different? Because I can only experience what it was like as a player. So when you had a cup game and you had drawn someone from a lower division and you had that all-conquering Bradford Bulls team, you knew it was going to be a nonsense game. How is it different as a coach than what it was like as a player?
It's probably the same. I always struggled against the lower teams to get myself up and motivated to play the lower teams. But for example, as a coach this week, I know that I can cut 10 videos of Ross carrying ball. I can cut them going to the edge, to the right side edge back rower who was going to come off his right foot and make a step. And I know that I've got to show the players that and feed it to them and tell them they're going to do it, so that in the game we don't get caught out by it. Whereas when you're playing against the West Wales, no matter what they do, you should defend it. It's easier. So you don't have to do, your preparation doesn't have to be as key and as precise as a coach, because no matter what you do, you're really going to win. And it'll be the same for these guys. Whereas if I pick up one thing this week, if I watch video properly and pick up one detail, that detail can win or lose you a game. And that's knowing that I've got to make sure that whatever I get individually, or as a team-wise, if it's something they play on, if they go to the edge, if they play through middle, if I want to spot somebody up, the way that I want to play, that preparation is wins you, can win or lose you a game. So that buzz and excitement of finding that is the difference when you're a coach.
Do you get a different type of buy-in from the players themselves?
100%, yeah.
You know, are they like when you...
Yeah.
Sometimes you go, like, if you cut some stuff for West Wales together, like...
I don't do it for them teams. I don't do the video.
All right.
I don't do any video. So for me, these games... And it's good as well for me because for the Bradford games, I know all the individual. I know the names. I know the positions. I know the... And I don't know all the strengths and weaknesses, but I know there and thereabouts what they do because I've always studied games and I always write down players.
And because obviously you played with Ross, that's why you pick on him so much.
Yeah, well, Ross and apparently Ethan Ryan's dad's going to have a really big game this week as well. He's he's tweeted in telling me that Bulls are going to win, so I'm looking forward to seeing how he plays.
Oh, that's great. So just to give you a little bit of context here, one of the Bulls stars, Ethan Ryan, his father, I think he challenged Leon.
Yeah, and told me Bulls are going to win. And he can't wait for us to sing this meatloaf song or something, he said. I said, I'm like, hey, what?
What meatloaf song is it?
Two out of three ain't bad, probably.
What?
Probably two out of three ain't bad.
Is that what it is? So it's gone. I don't know. But anyway, apparently he's going to have a really big game. So I've tipped the boys up that Matty Ryan's up for a really big game this week.
And what about you guys? Look, turning back to the performance side of thing. Both of you guys have spent time with Super League clubs in the Championship. Back in League One now, how's your journey? This could be the last game. You want this game to be the last game you play this season. How has the journey been for you guys?
Over the course of the year, you know, it started well. We beat York first game of the season, so obviously that was, you know, a big thing for us. And you know, I think we hit Easter period and we got our first loss. You know, when we went up to Working and over that busy Easter period, you know, and. Then I think, like Leon said, it's playing in them lower games and then getting up for another game. We've struggled with it. So
what are you doing?
People are texting in about Ethan's dad playing for us. So. Yeah, we're getting texts already. So
what to say? Is it appropriate? Is it radio appropriate? So that's Pick a School.
It's a Bradford Bulls
player. No, all he's done is an emoji sign saying laughing. We're all laughing.
Well, yeah.
He's sticking up for Ethan's dad, by the way, Pick is this. He's saying, I'm going to do you, Leon. I'm coming after you. He didn't, by the way. I'm just joking. What about yourself, Elliot? How's the journey been for you? It's been challenging. You've been scoring tries for fun. What do you want anyway? Ross has scored 11. Ross thinks you're on 34 because obviously he's got a ratio of every three tries to your one. So he's on 33 collectively.
Right.
I have got a trophy for the two of you at the end of this year.
Was it this? this year it's been good. I've really enjoyed it, actually. Obviously, coming and playing at Bradford, it's where I've wanted to be for a while, and really enjoyed it. It's been a bit of a journey, like Ross said. I think we played Working, that was the sixth game of the season, and we lost that. I know there were a lot of people saying we're going to go unbeaten and all that sort of rubbish, and... people saying that not involved in our camp, as you can imagine. But yeah, that were a bit of a reality check when we lost up there, and then we then had that big game against York, lost that, and then the other one when we lost to Working again, they did us again. So it's been challenging, but I really enjoyed it. Met some good lads playing under John, and really enjoying it. So hopefully this is the last game, like you say, but it's going to be a big one, and I'm really looking forward to it.
I think for me personally speaking, as a Bradford lad. Even though I'm a coach and working, and it's good to see young Bradford lads who we love the club, who've supported them in the older days when they were kids, coming through and performing well. This is what we want to base this team around now, going forward, is young Bradford lads that are hungry, pickers. This guy, Minnie.
Ethan.
Ethan, who's, no, he classed himself as Halifax, as Ethan. you know, the Bradford kids that want to play for the club, and it's good to see this new generation coming now and be proud to wear the badge and to be doing really, really well. And as a fellow Bradfordian, I love that, and I think it's good.
That's an interesting, I mean, that's a great thing that you've said that. And yes, I agree with you 100%. I don't think there's a person in this room that would disagree with you, because that's ultimately what you want a club to work towards. It's about breeding its own talent, having that talent come through and then deliver. So, because there's a connection there, isn't there, between those standing on the terraces, those working in the admin offices, and those being on the field. And you want that connection. You, as a coach, coaching against the Bradford Bulls, the club that you grew up, and we had a great chat on the way in here this evening, you know, just talking about how at like 13, 14 years of age, whereas beforehand, Wigan was the biggest brand in the country or when it comes to the sport of rugby, be it either code, and you wanted to emulate your heroes like Ellery Hanley, all of a sudden this brand new thing called Bull Mania come along.
Absolutely.
And it inspired you. So what's it like being the person that's tasked with the job of, you know, of coaching against that?
Well, that's probably a little bit personal, Robbie, but like I was saying to you, I think...
I'm going to stop you there.
Go on.
I've just realised we've got the time. I'm going to come back to this as soon as...
Right,
we've just got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to pick up exactly on that point.
Matty Ryan.
So stick with us right here on the Robbie Hunter Paul Show.
This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse 2. On 12:78 and 15:30 AM on DAB Digital Radio and online at pulse2.co.uk. It's all about rugby league. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse 2.
Welcome back to the Robbie Hunter Paul Show, live in the studio with Aaron the Power Bauer, Elliot the Italian Stallion, Mancella, Ross, the Reggae Warrior, Peltier, and the Earl of Rugby League, Leon Price. And before we went to break, I posed a question to Leon as a Bradfordian boy that grew up worshipping rugby league, worshipping Bull Mania, becoming a part of Bull Mania, being so successful in that all-conquering Bulls team and playing a huge part in that as a young fella into his adulthood. What's it like coming back coaching against the Bulls and what is probably in recent history the club's most important game ever?
Yeah, it's fine. I think it's nothing personal. It's your job. It's my job. I'm employed by Workington to be as successful as possible. I approach the coaching the same way as I approach my career. I want to be the best possible Leon Price coach as I can be, and that, if that means being Bradford, then that's what I'm paid to do. It's nothing personal. I don't take any pleasure out of doing it. It's what you're paid to do. That's it. Simple as that. And for me, it'd be a stepping stone on the coaching ladder to go up the leagues. In my first year, to get a club from eighth, that finished eighth last season, to get promoted in the first season, my first ever season without no being assistant straight into head coach, would be quite an achievement for myself and the club. So nothing personal, it's just my job.
Definitely, definitely. Great achievement. And I think, to be honest, I think we would all put our hands up and say in here that you have achieved you've had an amazing season. Oh, I don't think there's a single person.
It's been good. Yeah, so it's, like I say, it's nothing personal. It's just, that's my job.
It is your job. It is your job. So, look, what an amazing weekend we've got coming up in front of us. Super League semi-finals. Tomorrow night, we've got St. Helens taking on Warrington. Warrington, obviously, still smarting from the defeat at Catalan's hands at the weekend. How do we see that game going? Let's dive a little deep on the full competition that's coming up this weekend. But let's start with that game.
I don't see Warrington doing much in this semi-final at all. I think their season's done now. I think it's time for them to, you know, pack it up and regroup for next year.
I don't know if I got that far. I think there are three teams that are probably... Well, Warrington are definitely the least likely to win the grand final. I think that's fair. I think they are the weakest team of the four. That doesn't mean they can't win it, although St Helens last couple of weeks look like? They've just clicked it on again just at the right time. Barber said some interesting stuff this week about his personal life, and I think he was saying that like his grandma died during that time his form dipped, and St Helens was going to let him go home, but he decided not to. He was dealing with injuries. So you don't always see what's happening below the surface, do you? And it's a little bit of a lesson to people who are pretty quick to bag players for why the form's dipping. There's a lot going on, but he's sort of back on it now. St Helens are back on it. And I think at home, semi-final rugby, we know what St Helens are all about at this time of the year. I think it's going to take something pretty special from Warrington to stop the Saints making it to Old Trafford. And I hope they do get there because they've been the best team throughout the year and they deserve to be there.
Elliot?
Yeah, Saints win for me. But then again, Warrington are only one game off a grand final, so I don't really agree with what Peltz just said.
Can't do it.
But no, I think like Aaron Peltz said,
basically just said, put the cue in the red, go home. Mad Monday outfits out. Mad Monday outfits out. Let's do it.
No, but I think like Aaron said, Saints are coming good last few weeks, and I hope they get to the final because, like, you know, they finished top of the league. They've been the best team over the however many rounds. So hopefully they get there. I think they will as well.
Leon.
Yeah, St Helens, after Catalan did a massive number on them up the middle, that was the biggest wake-up call they've had. They struggled for about 3 or 4 weeks after that. And then I watched the Warrington game and the middles of Saints went after him. I think that hit where he hit him on the knee, but there were about 5 or 6 vicious tackles. And I think it's been relayed to them by the coach that, listen, our middles have got to front up, because if we keep getting dismantled in our middle, you can't win games.
Nope.
So Steve Mack's team has shown the blueprint how to beat Saints. Saints have counteracted that now and started getting tougher up the middle, being more aggressive with the forwards. Also with Barber coming into form, getting his contract personal life sorted out, has also been another big element to their rising form again. Makes them a vicious animal. They'll be ready to go, and they'll be back. They're back in form, so Saints win for me.
Is there not an argument to say that Warrington have taken the foot off the pedal over the last couple of weeks because they've been allowed to? That their position on the league table wasn't going to really be impacted on. Take your foot off the prepare for the game that matters most. And that game that matters most is the game this weekend. If there's a forward pack that can still dismantle that St. Helens forward pack, would you not argue that it is this Warrington pack?
No. I've seen performances from, we've seen a lot from St. Helens, a lot from Wigan, and a few from Castleford that have made me think they could go on and win the comp or at least get to a grand final. I've not seen too many performances from Warrington that have really blown me away, especially when it gets to this time of the year as well, when the intensity goes up an extra notch. I think there's a little bit of a question for St Helens to answer as well with the way they went out of the cup to Catalans in the semis. People sort of questioning why they fell apart again from Wembley. Look, I don't think we'll see it again this weekend. But as I say, I've just not seen enough from Warrington to be convinced that A, they've got enough to get past St Helens at St Helens tomorrow night, and then B, go on and win the grand final. Not this year anyway.
Leon, is St Helens a different animal at St Helens?
I don't know. I think, Robbie, we've seen a very similar side to what Castleford were last year, where they were the best competition by far for three quarters of the season. And then they had a loss of confidence. And I think that Catalan game, a few teams worked out how to beat them.
And you can't maintain that level for 30 weeks.
No, and they'd only used probably 19 players for about 22, 23 rounds. Mm. With Barber dropping in form and having off-field problems and contractual problems. That altogether kind of why they dipped. But I think they're back now. I think especially, I don't think it's like Knowsley Road was. Knowsley Road was, it was steeped in history. And
gosh.
Yeah, it was just, you could feel it, couldn't you?
It was a horrible place.
Yeah, but I don't think it's totally wicked. Is it totally wicked? Yeah, I don't think it's the same, got the same aura about it, has it?
You forget
but
that
new
what?
Stadiums don't, though, do
no,
they?
No,
it's like playing at the jungle.
Yeah.
The jungle is just,
cats,
horrible.
It holds 6,000 people and it's just thick with energy. Yeah. But you go to the new stadiums and it's just the sterile.
He feels like the energy like seeps out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like when you play Knowsley Road and it's right on top of you. Like, even older, didn't they?
Yeah.
Right on top of you, wasn't it?
You know, they put up these brand new stands that looks great, but actually what it does from an atmosphere point of view, it's like the old Wembley and the new Wembley.
Yeah.
Two different
things. The thing with Saints as well, which you forget because he's been out for that long, Alex Walmsley.
Is it back?
Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is they've gone through a full year without arguably the best prop, potentially the best prop in the comp.
Saying that though, that Thompson's been absolutely outstanding.
And the young kids in recent weeks, you touched on it, that not many of them got a chance early doors.
They've all played
well. Lees, Ashworth,
Bentley.
They've come in and they've done a good job. Yeah, tough to pick a team tomorrow night.
It is. Ross, if you were to try and figure out, and I know that you just bagged Warrington, but if you were to pick a team, how would they go about beating them?
How would they go about beating Saints?
Yeah.
It's a tough one. You got to try and contain Ben Barber because he's finding a little bit of form again. And, you know, it's about, you know, trying to test that middle again still because they are still without Worms. You know, they've got a few young lads in that park, you know, whether it be James Bentley, you know, Morgan Knowles, Matty Lees. You know, Warrington have got a few old heads in there. And, yeah, I think we'll go get him at a minute.
Dominic Brown's come back and he's been there, a standout forward, Peru in the back row. He's come back from injury, so that'll be a massive addition for him.
He's much better back row than he is centre, isn't he?
Darryl Clark's got a big job tomorrow night containing Robert. I mean, it sounds daft that we're still saying it in 2018, but if you stop Robert, you pretty much do go a long way.
You're not going to stop him.
No, that's the problem.
Stop him. You stop him by stopping the go-for.
If you look at certain bits of Twitter, Robbie's not really the best hooker in this league no more. Everyone's been going at him saying he doesn't deserve all accolades he's getting, but you know, I'd say...
This is the thing about rugby.
I'd say no names,
This is the thing about Rugby. A lot of people are wanting him to fail now because he's at that end of his career. But he just doesn't.
They don't know the game.
Do you understand what I mean? They're looking for the cracks. And he just seems to just keep
You can't knock one man. The guy's a freak. Unless the only people to knock in will be people who've got absolutely zero idea about rugby league. Do yourself a favour, don't watch the game and go watch football. Idiots have got no idea. Absolutely no idea whatsoever.
Oh, he's back. Oh, where's he been? He's back.
Go watch another sport.
So anyway, the papers are talking about you coaching for Dewsbury next year, Leon.
All right,
so that's it. If you do get a job local, you're going to come back on the show.
Absolutely,
we've missed this.
Apparently, I've signed a 2-year deal already.
Ross started doing it, but then he got getting into trouble by.
Stop saying these things.
What have we done wrong?
We did it, so I didn't say no wrong. So. You know what I mean? When I say it, delivered.
All right, we've got a massive, massive rugby league weekend. We've covered the Warrington versus St Helens game. We've got Wigan and Castleford on Friday night. Then we've got more of the Workington versus Bradford Bulls and also Toronto versus London Broncos over in Toronto to cover. So we're going to go to a break, so stick with us and we'll be covering all of that when we come back.
On 1278 and 1530 AM on DAB Digital Radio and online at pulse2.co.uk. It's all about rugby league. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse 2.
Welcome back to the Robbie Hunter Paul Show, live in the studio with the Earl of Rugby League, Leon Price, the reggae warrior Ross Peltier, the Italian stallion Alan Mancella, and the power that is Aaron Bauer. Massive, massive weekend this weekend coming up in rugby league circles. Two semi-finals for the Super League. We've just been discussing Warrington versus St Helens, or Warrington playing at St Helens. St Helens are the hosts. The following night, on the Friday night, it'll be Wigan and Castleford. Wigan playing host to Cass. Let's talk that game up, boys. How do we see that one going?
I know Aaron will want Wigan, Castleford to
Wigan.
Win. The massive Cass fan here. But I think Wigan, for me, are the form team of the competition. I think they're playing really well. For me, Robbie, it seems a little bit like us in 2005 when we were all leaving the club and you have that little bit extra to play for. I think with Sean Wayne leaving, Sam Tompkins leaving, it feels like an end of an era for the local Wigan guys that they've all seemed to come together now and just starting to get it right. They look dangerous. They all know how to win big games. I think we're going to be out favourites.
There's that emotional driver behind them.
Yes, I think it's. I think you can see it. It's quite evident in this last 2 months of rugby they've played.
Yeah, I'm going with Wigan from what I've seen in these past few months. You know, they've really started to turn it on, get some results. For me, I'm tipping Wigan for grand final. Yeah, so I can see them taking it all away.
Yeah, Wigan for me as well. Like what Leon said, there's a lot of lads leaving, coaches leaving, and they've just like really turned a corner like about 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, and they just look a different animal compared to everyone else. They're really at some form. Wigan for me, and I think they'll go on and win the grand final as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, I agree.
No one in there.
I think Wigan. Impressively for me, there's not really that many standout individuals there. It's a real collective, it's a real team effort. Obviously Bateman's been phenomenal. He'd be my pick for Man of Steel, but aside from that, I think you're right. It's got a bit of a Bradford 2005 vibe about it. Everyone's going their own ways. All the big players are anyway. And I think that emotion and probably that energy and certainly the form we're going to show over the last few weeks probably gets them over the line against Cass. It'll be tough. Cass will be relishing a trip to Wigan more than a trip to Saints, because I don't think they've won there for about 30 years at Saints, and they've won at Wigan in the past, but I think it'll be a step too far for them this time around, and no grand final. So yeah, Wigan Saints grand final, I think.
This time last year, Castleford had led the competition. They were odds on favourites to make the final itself. This year has been very different kettle of fish for them. They've been there or thereabouts, but they've been travelling underneath the radar. Does that not just make them just a little bit more dangerous?
Maybe. They're almost victims of their own success last year, that they were so good for patches last year. They were never going to be able to replicate that for the whole season, and then again this year. I mean, you strip it back, what, go back 6-7 years, Cass were at the wrong end of Super League. I think this is the fourth year in a row they've been in the top four. So it's pretty solid progress. I know they probably need to win something to be considered a really good team. But they've gone all right again this year. You know, they've had to contend with Gale being out for 3 months. They've had that whole business with fullback, not getting Matautia in until 8 weeks ago, and he's gone really well. So even if they don't get through this year with any silverware, they'll definitely be up there again next year, because Truman will be a year stronger and a year better. They'll miss him on Friday night, by the way. So I, even if they do lose on Friday, I wouldn't be too disheartened if I'm a Cass fan, because off the field they're making money. If I was a Cass fan.
Is he working for me when he's talking? Yeah, is that a salesman for Cass?
If you're Wigan and you lose the game on Friday night, you're going to be unhappy.
Wow.
So why is this
massively,
any different?
Massively unhappy.
Why would Cass think any different? I don't think internally with them that they're going to feel any different.
Because Wigan as a club and a historic club is used to breeding success. Mm. It's used to winning Challenge Cups. It's used to winning Super Leagues. It is an expectation for you to win a trophy every year you pull on a Wigan shirt. Castleford have not. Castleford won the league leadership for the first time in the club's history. That expectation of winning is not the same. That's why. It's fair and it's understandable. The players will be disappointed, and he's talking about from a fan's point of view, from a club's point of view, to be at the top of Super League for 4 years on a bounce, in the fact that, you know, 6-7 years ago you were at the bottom of Super League, shows that it's turned around and it's going in the right direction.
And this is very loose in terms of comparing sports, but they're almost a bit like the Tottenham, really. That they compete, they're contenders now every year, they've got good players, they play good stuff. But they do need to win something before they can be considered in that top end bracket. I know they won the league leadership, but they need to win a big one before they can be considered a real fourth in Super League, I think.
Okay, let's fast forward then to Sunday after we want to finish on the League One final. So let's have a look at the £1 million game. The other big game coming up this weekend, or one of the other four big games coming up this weekend, Toronto at home to London Broncos. How do we see this one going, boys?
What about that pitch?
I could see Toronto winning it. I could see them taking it.
They deserve to, don't they?
London have gone well as well.
They won the championship. They won it strongly. They killed it in the championship.
Bradford finished 12 points clear of working, and so what are these lot even turning up for on Sunday then? Because Bradford deserve it. It's about who wins on the day. It's a final.
That's very emotional of you. But in reality.
Them's the rules. It's a final.
It's a fact.
Playoff footy.
Playoff footy.
Yeah.
That's about.
Yeah, I think Toronto done a good initiative, you know, giving away free tickets to it, trying to pack it out. So hopefully it'll be a good thing there. It's just, I think Super League teams will be looking at it. Whenever you've got them at home, you're not going to get no away fans. So either way it works out, whichever club wins, they're not bringing no away fans. But yeah, I think it'd be good for a game with Toronto, you know, expansion. It's going well over there. They've been looking at the bigger picture, so... Yeah,
I don't know how big that 4G pitch is for Toronto in terms of playing teams every week that don't play on it, but obviously London do. Mm. So that whether that's a leveler, London train on it, play on it, so they know the speed, the slick of it. So that does make things a little bit closer. And tell you what, London, nobody's given them a chance all this year. Danny Ward took over, Henderson left. They've got no chance of even making the top four. Got in the eights. No chance of winning a game, and here they are. I do have a sneaking suspicion that they could spoil the party on Sunday, and I am going to back London.
Yeah.
I'll go London with you as well, Azza.
But I'd just like to see him get a new ground, though, if they do.
I'm like Wardy, and I don't mind London, so I'm going them.
But that's an emotional decision as opposed to a...
I want to be emotional. I'm in Bradford, I'm allowed to be emotional when I'm back home.
But you're a coach, and approach it like a coach. If you approached it like a coach, where would your money be?
I honestly, God's honest truth, have not watched enough of either London or Toronto to give you a...
Stand and talk like a coach as well.
Yeah, no. Well, if you want it to be professional, when you want it to be professional, yeah. To give you real proper knowledge, I'll say, I don't know. I'm going to have to go with my emotional state, which is saying London.
Okay.
London for me. I think they're going to do it. They've beaten two Super League teams in this middle eights. They beat Widnes away and Salford at London, so... yeah, they're in some form. Well, obviously, both teams are in form, but no, London for me, I think they're going to do it, and I hope they do it. They've had a good year, and it'd be nice to see them back in Super League.
I agree. All right, okay. Well, you're a former London boy. I'm going to back Toronto. I think they deserve it, and they're at home, and it's all the travel stuff, all that sort of nonsense as well.
Can't
so
deserve
I
it.
I think that's going to
on a grand final of it. It's a playoff game.
We all have our own perspectives. That's my perspective. That's all I'm saying. Okay, we've been running a competition this week for people to win tickets to the game up at Oddsall this weekend. Ross, why don't you pick a name out of the hat?
The two Bradford boys.
There's going to be two more tickets drawn later this week on Friday. Ross, can you read out who the winner is? Lucky winner. Drum roll.
Chris Spate. Is that how you say it? Spate?
Yeah,
Spate.
Chris Spate, congratulations. We'll get in touch with you. It's been a great turnout for all the tickets. So, look, we're into the last minute. Leon, your last chance to get
don't
the... Get...
Don't right for Bradford fans, so not slag me off.
No. Not giving away any more tickets.
For Sunday?
No, look, it's your last chance to play some mind games.
All right, what?
With these two.
Listen, it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a different animal. Bradford Bulls are going to be absolutely massive favourites. They're the best team. They can't lose, so it's all over. There you go.
All I'm saying is half five Sunday, I want to be on Mad Monday. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, he's saying it. Do you reckon you can't? You want to be? Do you think you won't be?
I hope we will be.
It doesn't really matter. What we want to see up there at Oddsall Stadium, though, is a massive, massive turnout. This is the biggest game in the club's recent history. If you're a Bradford Bulls fan, get up there and support the boys because they're going to need it. Because I tell you now, you can tell with the passion in Leon's voice, he's going to have the boys all charged up. That's it for the show tonight. My thank you for everyone being here. Much love to you all. See you Sunday.
Listen back to today's show and all previous Robbie Hunter Paul shows at pulse2.co.uk. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse 2.